Good Friday morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on KKWC Radio. It's time again for our weekly visit with Iowa State Representative Shannon Latham from Sheffield. Shannon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, it sounded like you were telling me you're a little bit tired because you had a busy night last night there in Des Moines.
That's right. As my dad likes to say, I had to sleep fast. It was close to 2 a.m. when we finished debate last night on the Iowa House floor, and then we have appropriations meeting again this morning at 8:30.
Wow. So we're doing this just after 8 o'clock, 8:07 to be precise. So I know a lot was covered this past week, wasn't it?
It sure was. A lot has been covered just in the last 12 hours. So one of the things that, you know, you and I have talked about for the last couple of weeks is the fact we have to pass 7 budget bills. Both the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate must pass those budget bills with the exact same language before we can adjourn sine die for the last time. And so we passed 5 of those bills just last night on the Iowa House floor. So it was a series of stops and starts, and I think after caucus, we finally got started again about 11:15, and then, like I said, it was just short of 2 a.m. when we finally adjourned.
Wow. And we got this maybe the last day, maybe tomorrow. What's your prediction about that there, Shannon?
Yeah, so I know we have to do the standing bill. That is what we'll be discussing, I believe, when we go into appropriations here in a few minutes. And other than that, I'm not exactly sure what else we need to tackle before we can go home. So one thing that we always do is whenever there's going to be bills that come before the Iowa House floor for a vote, is we'll talk on those in what we call caucus. So Republicans all go in one room, Democrats all go in one room. So once we have caucus today, I'll have a better idea. You know, they always publish a day in advance what the calendar is going to be for debate. However, that rule doesn't apply today because there are so many bills that are bouncing back from the Senate, meaning we already voted them once off the floor. The Senate's made some sort of tweak to it. And if we agree to accept the Senate language, then we'll just go straight to the floor. So that's another reason why I don't have a better idea, because we have to take a look, see what they've passed, what things we want to take up, and then go from there.
Okay. And just a reminder again that next week you'll be joined by your cohort there in the State Senate. Yes, Dennis Guth and yourself will have a program in Webster City, and that'll be held, I believe, this will be the last one for this legislative session for the both of you at the Schoswick Center of Iowa Central. That's coming up next Saturday the 27th at 11 a.m.
That's right. Next week we will be adjourned for sure, so we'll be able to talk about the bills that have passed and provide, I think, a nice recap of what happened this legislative session.
Very good. So we'll look forward to that coming up next Saturday the 27th at the Iowa Central Schoswick Center at Webster City. Shannon Latham, my guest on the Community Corner for this week.